We'll have a look first up at the rain, because it was the rain that the farmers across the state had certainly been waiting for. They've had a few false starts in the last couple of years or so in terms of forecasts. Well, some inland areas of New South Wales received more than 100 millimetres of rain over the weekend, and for those lucky enough to receive that, it was time for a bit of a celebration. Tim Fuchs has a look at the falls across the state.
When we opened the back door, we could hear the creek absolutely roaring, and it's been bone dry for 2 years, and it was roaring down. You could hear the noise of it, so we thought, this is totally amazing. We've actually caught it this time.
For Paula and her husband David, who farm near Scone in the Upper Hunter, the 98 millimetres of rain they received early on Saturday morning was like a dream come true. Farmers have been holding out for a rain event like this, and while some did miss out, others were fortunate to receive more rain than they've had for at least 2 or 3 years. The numbers are quite staggering. 128 millimetres of rain fell over the weekend at Cassilis, 112 millimetres at Merriwar, 86 at Wybong, and 81 recorded at Aberdeen. Ian McCallum is a sheep and cattle farmer at Moonan Flat.
It's given us hope for a reasonable winter. Hopefully it'll keep the market ticking along a bit, and even if we don't get much more, we'll be able to sell our weaners at a reasonable price.
Ron Campbell farms at Merriwar and couldn't hide his excitement.
It couldn't be any better. Absolutely heaven sent. We're full of jubilation and anticipation and enthusiasm. 112 mils we ended up here, and that was all across our farm, from the southern end to the northern end, and it was, it rained very heavily in the early stages, and of course the creek came down and that sort of thing, and washed some crossings away, and a small amount of erosion. The roads suffered a little, washed some of the topsoil and top gravel away, but the rain certainly was very, very welcome.
Further north in Gunnedah, officially 80 millimetres fell in the early hours of Saturday morning, and there were reports of more than 90 millimetres for some producers. Christopher Mammons farms at Gunnedah and couldn't wipe the smile from his face.
I don't think we've had a fall over sort of 50, 60 mils for at least 3.5, 4 years probably. I think the biggest fall we've had in the last couple of years is about 45 mils. Everything feels clean and washed, and everything was just that scorched and hard, just to see a bit of water and a few puddles and mud and whatever. It's nice to have something different.
Falls of between 30 and 70 millimetres were recorded around Tamworth, Boggabri and Quirindi, while the camp draft at Maules Creek had to be postponed. Not that organiser Troy Clark was complaining.
It installed a lot of confidence back in people, and the timing's pretty good. Everyone's sort of keen to plant a bit of oats. It's a bit early for wheat and cereal crops, but it's a start.
In the northwest, the river's flowing again in Kinnamble. It was such a sight that people went out looking at the flowing water and marvelled at the sight of water in dams again. 93 millimetres fell in Kinnamble overnight on Friday, and local Andrew Shearer, like everyone, couldn't believe how much rain fell and the impact it's going to have.
We've had 92 mils here on our ground, and reports of, 80 and 60, and, it doesn't seem like anyone in Kinnambleshire has got less than 50 mils, which is just awesome. It's really going to do so much for the town. It'll mean crops go in and people can stop feeding and, not immediately, but when the grass gets up, so people will be less stressed. They'll be able to do something other than feeding.
Other drought-stricken areas also received some good falls. Coonabarabran received 69 millimetres, while Walgett, which so often has missed the storm rain, 25 millimetres. In the central west, falls were more patchy, with single-figure rainfalls in the likes of Forbes and Dubbo. Mudgee received 38 millimetres, while Young, Yass and Goulburn between 30 and 50 mils. What this means is the sowing of winter crops can now begin in some areas, while livestock producers now have something they haven't had for a while, a choice. A choice to sell or now to hold on to stock with the grass growing. David Gardner is a livestock agent in the Central Tablelands.
In our business, we've got a few clients that have held a number of calves back, and with the expectation that it might just keep raining a little bit. And what's happened in the cattle market in the last 10 days to a fortnight is just incredible. It is 2 weeks ago, it was in the depths of depression. It's alive and vibrant in the last 10 days or fortnight.
And so what's really changed?
Rain.
Rain.
It is the greatest tonic.
In the southeast, farmers have received good follow-up rain, with most farmers recording above-average rainfall in March. For Bega Valley dairy farmer Phil Ryan, it's come at just the right time.
We got to about 34 mils over the weekend, but that makes 135 for the month of March, which compares to 25 mils in March last year, or it's only half a millimetre less than the 6 months March to August last year. So it's pretty amazing. Certainly for my farm, and I know for a lot of others in the district, this is probably the most important time of year to get good rain.
In the Riverina, rainfall was patchy, but those who received some are welcoming the turnaround in the season. Dougal Bell farms just north of West Wyalong.
We had 54 mils for last week. I was in two falls, 26 mils on the Sunday night and 27 Friday night, I think. It will allow us to start our program or get our program up and going on time.
So what are you planning?
A mixture of anything that was left over from the rain that fell in December. So as an optimist, I would say that it's pretty good, and the timing's pretty good too.
For Brian Gorn of Grong Grong, east of Narandra, the patchy rain saw 75 millimetres fall in the area in the past week. The result is significant.
A game changer for us, really. It's just made our season, it changed it around a great deal, yeah. Currently, we're pretty much feeding all our stock. We've put a few grazing crops in the ground, which were sort of yet to come up, and that'll get them up and hopefully give us some feed for the next going forward. Probably in another sort of 4 or 5 weeks, we'll have some decent feed for some stock to go into.
As one farmer says, it may not have rained grass in the past week, but it's rained confidence. And as others are saying, whether you receive rain or not, what the weekend shows is that at least we know it can still rain.
Which is a very good point. Tim Fuchs looking at the rainfall, with a look there at the rainfall across New South Wales over the weekend. Not drought-breaking, but a real confidence boost for many. And that's been reiterated by the people texting in. 0467 922 684 is the number to text me here at the Country Hour. How much rain did you get? What will it mean for you? Will it mean sowing a crop this year? Or maybe are you looking at restocking? Or maybe you're hoping prices will hold up and then you can sell? We've got quite a few texts in already. Someone's texted in 45 millimetres on top of the 90 millimetres they got earlier on. That's setting them up for a great autumn in the Bega Valley. But Rodney at Griffith says most farms around his part of the Riverina got little, if any, rain. He only had 2 millimetres, and the storms that came through were in narrow bands. So Rodney at Griffith still wanting quite a bit more rain there in the Riverina. And Viv also would like to see more rain too. He's at Yuabalong West. He said they only got 18 millimetres. They had dust again before the rain, and then they had dust again on Saturday. So only 18 mils at Yuabalong West. Send us a text 0467 922 684 is a number to text me here at the Country Hour. What's the rain mean for you, and how much did you get, and what are you thinking about doing as a result of the rain? It's quarter past 12 here on the New South Wales Country Hour. Well, let's look at other parts of the state where it did rain, and it seems official if you do want it to rain, then you just to move heaven and earth to hold your camp drafting event. Organisers of the four-day Canamble Draft and Stockman's Challenge pulled the pin on Saturday after the downpour of rain on Friday night. No one's complaining, though, about more than 90 millimetres of rain, but it certainly had the organisers in a bit of a spin, sorting things out in the mud and helping saturated horsemen load up their gear to head on home. Sally Bryant caught up with some Canamble locals on the Saturday, starting out with Camp Draft Committee member Gillian Kelly.
We have had 93 millimetres overnight, which was a real shock considering that 15 mils was forecast. We thought we could deal with 15 mils. And if recent forecasts are anything to go by, they usually fizzle out and disappear before they actually get here. So we were astonished that we got 93 millimetres.
Look at that water behind you. That is a lot of water there on the ground.
Absolutely. Where else would you rather be camp drafting? You get to sit in there and have breakfast and look at the water view. Yep, doesn't happen every day.
How long since you've had this sort of rain at Canamble?
This is the biggest fall of rain we've had since 2016, so about 3 years. it's going to spark things up dramatically. You can tell just here today, I mean, it's ruined our event, but it's lifted the morale. You know, everyone's happy to be here. They're hanging around. They just want to talk to one another, and everyone's got a smile on their face. It's been a really, really long, hard slog. We were dry 2013, 2014, 2015. We had a wet winter 2016, but it's been dry for a long, long time. You know, we've had, you know, many years of drought, and it's been really, really tough.
Brian and Veronica Chandler, we are 20 kilometres east of Canamble, and it's been extremely dry here. You know, no feed, that the people are feeding cattle. At least we'll have some fencing to do now with the water in the creek up and stuff like that. It'll give us something else to do.
How much rain did you have overnight?
82 mils here. In town it was 92.
93, I think. But anyway, it's the first decent fall since September 2016.
What difference is this going to make for you?
Brian and I were contemplating on going to Dubbo to live. I'm studying a Bachelor of Business degree, and it got that way that we thought we had no alternative but to move to Dubbo for employment. I have a full-time job here, but the employment scopes for Brian is very slim, and there's a lot of other men that's worked on farms that are in the same boat, so he wasn't in that way. But this could mean that we could stay here a little bit longer.
Is this going to break the drought, or is this just a beginning?
We need more follow-up rain. That's what we're going to need. This will start the break, as long as we keep getting follow-up rain.
If we don't get follow-up rain, it'll give us a bit of feed and a bit of a reprieve, but that's all.
It's a bit cold to, you know, be out playing in the mud, a bit cold to be doing a nudie run in it.
Yeah, just a tad, just a tad. So tempting.
I'll have to keep my clothes on.
Jane Semler from Karoo, Canamble. This is my parents' place. We own another property just across the road, Killarney.
Jane, how much rain did you have overnight here?
So here we had 100.3 mils.
What's that in the old scale?
4 inches.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. We woke up, very happy. Very happy household this morning.
How long since you've had decent rain here?
Two and a half years. My husband and I got married here in September 2016, and I think that was probably the last decent rain that we had.
So what's it been like?
Horrible. Horrible. The drought's just been, terrible. It's incredible that it's actually hopefully coming to an end after this. Hopefully we can get some more rain and,
Describe to me what things have been like in the Semler household this morning.
Well, incredible. Words can't describe how happy we are that we've had, this much rain.
Now, you've got a young son. What's he been doing this morning?
He has had an absolute ball, been out in all this, all the water, all the puddles, just jumping. He can't believe, he doesn't know what's going on.
How old's he?
He's 19 months.
He hasn't
He, you know, every time we got just a small bit of rain, he'd run outside and he'd be so excited that it was raining, but nothing like this. Unbelievable.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Well, we thought about having a champagne breakfast, but that might be on the cards for lunch.